This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Compendium. I am your host Casey, and with me is my co-host Jason, and walking D&D dictionary, as I like to call him. We are back to actually finish out the races that are listed in the player's handbook. With half orcs. So last week we talked about half elves, and we're going into another half race this episode. But this is going to be a really weird one because we're not used to being in the same room together.
Right. Yeah. So we started the compendium right before the dark times.
Session zero. The first episode.
We're actually in the same room. So we haven't been in the same room for a podcast since then. And so we forgot how to like person.
Yes.
We forgot how to people. And according to our podcast analytics, this also is our 100th episode.
Yes.
If you count all the little like mini episodes that aren't full episodes. So I think it's kind of fitting that now that the dark times are slowly winding down, 100th episode-ish, we're back in the same room,
right,
being a bunch of awkward dorks.
Yes. I mean, we got to get back up to like game night somehow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right?
So half orcs. This one's interesting to me because it doesn't have a full race to be half of in the player's handbook, and so it's a half of something that you don't really get the full version of or the full look at in the player's handbook that it's provided in, and so it's kind of unique because it's not like the half elf where you're like, okay, here's the full elf, and then well, here's the half elf, you're going to combine their traits with these traits. You don't really get to see that other side of it in the player's handbook right away.
Right, unless you have the monster manual where you can look and see the full version of the orc, and I guess to some lesser degree for the tieflings, which are like half devils or demons, they're also in the monster's manual, but we don't call them that because they have cooler names.
Yeah, that's true. So orcs are interesting. So for some reason, they've never interested me. And I think that's because I'm not a fantasy person,
right,
as you know.
Yes.
And for like, it's just like triggers that idea of like hardcore fantasy. And I'm like, I'm not interested in that. And so I've never actually really read into them. So when I started researching them for this episode, I was kind of like, okay, these guys are actually kind of cool.
They are really cool. Yeah. They're super cool.
And I actually drew up a half orc character because I was like, this seems interesting. I wonder what you would
do with it. Yeah.
And so I'm actually really excited to unpack this because there's a lot more there than just like brute force, grunting, caveman-esque, I don't know, like facade that I assumed orcs would have.
Yeah. Yeah. So orcs are interesting. I think the reason like top level that orcs get a bad rap and half orcs by extension is that they are fundamentally a group of people that feel everything strongly. They wear their emotions on their sleeves, and they are as diametrically opposed to the elves as you can possibly be. Right? So the elves are about refinement and living really long, and the orcs live very short lives and are about the simple pleasures of life. It doesn't mean that they are simple. It just means that dancing is fun. Like winning a foot race, that's fun. Winning an arm wrestling competition, laughing at a silly, stupid joke at a tavern, they are going to find immense pleasure and just love that.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone insults them, they will also feel unbridled rage and come straight at you because
there's no incubation period there.
No, and there's no like there's no slider for them.
Yeah.
It's binary on-off states, right? And so that's kind of their jam. And when you realize that, they're not just like rage monsters, but rather that they are people who enjoy the simple things of life, and they will act immediately, impulsively, and strongly to any kind of emotional stimulus, then they become a more clear picture comes into play. And I think that's really cool.
Have you seen the movie Inside Out?
Yeah.
they remind me a lot of anger.
Yes.
Right? Because, like, there's that one scene where he's just so angry because Dad said no dessert for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's raging, basically, in D&D terms. And then there's an airplane. He's like, oh, we got an airplane, everyone. And then it's back down to zero and everything's fine. And so I feel like he's a good example of what a half or an orc is. Half orc is that, like, on off, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not a lot of, like, emotional intelligence, but there is a lot of emotion when it comes to half orcs. So they can be a lot of fun to play, especially when you kind of think of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really kind of dig them as well. I had a player in my game who was a half orc. Technically, he was a half orc. So
quarter orc?
Yes, his dad was human and his mom was half orc.
Interesting.
Yeah, but he played it really, really well, and even voluntarily chose to nerf some of his racial abilities because he was only half orc.
I'm sure that came up a lot in the dialogue.
It did. It was really great. In the roleplay. Yeah. Yeah, it was really great. But, yeah, that can be a ton of fun to play. But you want to, like, kind of dig into, like, some of the societal stuff and...
Yeah, I think an awesome place to start is when I was reading the book, I was fascinated by the fact that their origins of half-orcs, it was basically presented as... It was a sign of a peace treaty between humans and orcs. So humans and orcs would get married when there was some sort of peace agreement reached between two groups of people as a diplomatic move almost. Mm-hmm. And then that's how you got half orcs. So it really wasn't the same sense of, I don't know, passion that you assume from half elves, where it's just the human fell in love with the elf and the mm-hmm. tragic love story of the human not being able to grow old with, and with this one, it's no, you guys are going to get married because it's going to keep the peace around here. And then these half-orcs are born from politics almost. And that whole structure was interesting.
Yeah. Well, kind of, I mean, that can absolutely happen because those are two sides that would need to have, diplomatic treaties if they're living and coexisting nearby each other. Whereas with elves and humans, not so much, right? I mean, you get the Tolkien, Mirkwood elves and stuff, but it's a little bit different. But also, too, if they're just kind of be living nearby each other side by side, the intermarrying is just going to happen naturally, too, so that those acts of passion can also mm-hmm. be there, too. And the reason is typically humans, we talked about it before, when we have the half races, that why is the other half always assumed to be human? And I kind of postulated that, maybe their genetic code is the most malleable. They're the least defined, and so you can kind of slap whatever aftermarket, genetic code you want on there, or something.
They're also everybody's second best friend.
Everyone's second best friend.
So
exactly.
It's easy to get along with them easier than it would be to hit it off with, a different race, an elf. I mean, a half-orc, half-elf would be such an interesting combo, but you'd really have to figure out that backstory on how exactly that happened.
That's really good. I got to write a note real quick. Sorry. And also, too, because humans are seen as the most willing to, compromise mm-hmm. and to work with others. And it's easy for us as, modern-day humans to go, all the other races are super weird. Why not orcs, too? Humans living in that fantasy realm and kind of mythos, maybe not as much, but it's we can remember a time where the dwarves kind of did us dirty and we were at war with them, or at least not at peace for sure. And we used to be at war with the orcs too, but now we're not. And all the more merrier, and they make great soldiers and they're fun at parties, and why not? It's just going to happen. One of my favorite comics I've kind of seen out there, on Instagram and stuff, is about a young adventurer whose both parents are alive, which is a novel concept in the first place.
Yeah, because usually it's tragic backstory. My parents were murdered when I was a young boy and I'm out to avenge.
Right.
And you're why does everyone have to be dead?
Yeah, they're getting ready to go into this cave of cold, and the half-orc barbarian's wearing a sweater, and they're all, what's with the sweater? And it flashes back to them leaving the house that afternoon, and Dad's at the table reading the newspaper, and Orc Mom is just like, hey, where are you going? You gotta wear a sweater. It's gonna be cold. We have potions, Mom! And it's just seeing this little snapshot of this really cute orc and human family with their half-orc kid who's now an adventurer. And it was just really, really sweet. And that's just what comes to mind when I'm how does that work with those parentage? But I really love it.
That reminds me of Jane and Firefly when he gets the hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that hat. Yeah.
I love contradictions in characters. They make the best story.
Well, it's like Wash and Zoe too, right? You know, like if they had a kid, it'd be like, that'd be the best thing. Because it's like, pretend dinosaur fighting with dad and then target practice later with mom. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, he's a leaf on the wind. So, oh, sadness.
You had to go there?
I did. Trigger a whole fan base.
Trigger warning.
You can at me. It's okay. it's fine. At Kirkle Dice. The larger cultural lore you find in the Player's Handbook for half-orcs is them, much like the half-elves, being children of two different societies. But unlike the half-elves, where they're always wishing they were the other place, it's not really like that. It is them being very much themselves in different contexts.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they grow up as orcs, they're going to be living in a very kind of rough and tumble, like, you know, survival of the fittest kind of place. And they're absolutely probably going to have old battle wounds and scars or even brands that they may relish. Like, oh, yeah, I got this gnarly scar and this one battle and this and this and this.
Yeah, oh, kind of like your badges of honor.
Yeah,
your
red badge of courage. Yeah, exactly. And then the same thing in the human realms. The difference there is the naming convention might be a little bit different, but they're still going to have fond memories of the scars and wounds of growing up and how they got them. And mm-hmm. so they look at those, both defeats and victories, with the same kind of level of passion and not fondness, but rather just with the nostalgia of the lessons learned or the times had, which I think is really good. And in many ways, that paints a very kind of, I don't know, almost healthy balance, more than any other races.
Which is ironic.
It is. There's a lot here. This is why we go through the lore. It's so great. And so they also, though, on the large part, they're not really welcomed by a lot of other races and things. So they're always going to try to find a way to kind of overcome that, whether it is just to lay low and not really draw attention to themselves, good luck with that, or they're just going to win someone over, you know, brothers, bonded in blood and battle, or just, you know, annoying the crap out of someone until finally they're your friend, right?
Thanks for equipping the compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, since new episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you guys are a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with a friend. We hope to see you back in a few days for our next episode, where we will be continuing our discussion, delving further into the wonderful world of D&D.